Now, transmission of COVID-19 is less likely outdoors, so getting outdoors is good. But as the temperature drops, it can be more difficult to exercise or socialize outside. Our next guest has been looking into how simple changes in mindset and wardrobe can make a big difference. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Have you been worried about winter during the pandemic shutting down your outdoor time? What is your plan, if any, to get through it? Have you decided to try a new outdoor hobby this winter? Or have you been an outdoor winter person all along? Maybe you've got some advice to share for everyone else. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Amanda Loudon is a health and fitness writer. Her recent piece in the Washington Post is How to Embrace Being Outdoors in Winter Rather Than Dreading It. Amanda, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Happy to be here.
Before we dive into winter, Amanda, you write about health and fitness. What have you noticed about people's attitudes toward getting outside to the outdoors since the pandemic began?
Well, I think I can speak for many people in that they've noticed a big uptick. I certainly have in the outdoor spaces. I mean, even if it's just around the neighborhood, I frequent a lot of trails in my area in my state park. And, you know, if you're not there by 6 a.m., you're not going to get a parking spot. So, you know, we've seen a big upsurge in outdoor space usage. And I know, you know, as we head into the colder months, a familiar refrain has been, how do we keep this going?
Yeah, I definitely look at the big walks I take around the neighborhood now and think, am I really going to keep doing this when it's 10 degrees and, you know, 5 inches of snow on the ground? It takes some at least planning and maybe a little motivation. How have you, as someone who likes to exercise and likes to be outside, how have you tackled the problem yourself?
I think for me, you know, years ago, I've been at this for many years, being an outdoorist. And I think many years ago, I was able to kind of, you know, unconsciously, I guess, just kind of pick up on the fact that, you know, I was getting a lot of benefits from it. It helped me get through winter. It helped keep my mood elevated. And I think once you get a little taste of that, you keep going. So, you know, maybe a little dose of sunshine, if you can get out there during, you know, the light hours in winter, things like that kind of just help all around with your overall well-being and mental health in the dark, short days of winter.
Well, I think, Amanda, I just gave away where I'm coming from by using the word problem. And maybe that's part of my problem and the problem of people who dread winter. We got to think of it maybe as an opportunity, or at least a problem-tunity. I don't know. How do we switch that mindset?
I agree with that. I mean, I think that's a big key to this. If you can kind of recognize how maybe it's helped you already during the pandemic, you know, think back to spring when there was, you know, when we were on some pretty strict lockdowns and there wasn't much we could do, and getting outside, you probably noticed that it made you feel good. So, you know, maybe call back to those days and those feelings and help that serve as a motivator to get you out there, because, you know, we're all kind of worried about these next couple of months, right?
Talking to Amanda Loudon, health and fitness writer. She wrote a piece on embracing getting outside in the winter. Even if we come into cold weather with a little bit of dread, you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have advice or need advice on getting outside, enjoying the weather, doing a safe activity during the pandemic? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Amanda, in your piece, you reached out to people in Scandinavia, home to much cold and snow and pretty happy people. What kind of things did you learn from them?
Right. Well, I think one of the big keys in there, you know, was noted by one of the expats that I know who's living over there. And you know, she had never, prior to living there, really spent much time outdoors in the winter. But she noticed everyone around her was getting out and embracing it, and she didn't want to miss out. So, you know, the Norwegians in particular, you know, have this saying that there's no such thing as bad weather, but there is bad clothing. So, you know, I think that is one of the key pieces to all of this, is having, you know, some items that are going to make you more comfortable out there.
You know, I grew up in the Midwest and I was the kid like my kids are now who wouldn't wear the hat and would wear shoes instead of boots. And somehow I'm slowly starting to figure out what to wear in the winter after X number of years. What are the first steps we should be thinking of to make sure we have the right outerwear to enjoy the outdoors?
Right. So, well, I think actually you want to start with the innerwear. You want to think along the lines of layering. Because you want to be warm enough when you go out there, but you might heat up if the sun's out. It might surprise you actually, or, you know, as you start to exert yourself and warm up, you might want to peel a couple of layers off. But so I think to start with, you want to think about your base layers, maybe have a nice long sleeved, shirt for your core. Merino wool is a wonderful, material because it doesn't get, you know, wet. It keeps you warm. There are nice synthetics as well. Stay away from cotton in the winter. It gets wet and cold quickly, and it'll make you colder as a result. So, you know, those are some good things to keep in mind. Your legs, important also. You want to have some warm tights or leggings of some sort on the bottom. There are fleece-lined ones out there now. Again, there's some wool versions, good synthetics, some nice warm socks to make sure your feet are warm. You know, and then certainly, you know, keep your head covered, keep your hands covered. And there are many, many options to go along with those areas, obviously. And then finally, you know, think about some sort of an outer shell that will protect you, you know, if it's windy or if it's sleeting or snowing, you know, something like that, that's going to keep the elements off your body.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Nick is calling from Chicago. Nick, hi.
Hello.
What'd you want to tell us about, Nick?
Well, my wife came back from a trip in winter to Toronto with the catchphrase from them, "There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing."
Did that inspire you, Nick? Are you able to embrace that philosophy yourself?
Absolutely, and I hope the Chicago restaurants embrace it so we can be sitting outside and getting served in the wintertime like they were up there. They embrace the winter. It's not a time to shut down restaurants, but to keep them open and just be prepared for the weather.
Outdoor dining in the winter. I might try it. Nick, thanks a lot for the call. What do you think, Amanda?
Yeah, I think it's doable. You know, I think a lot of restaurants obviously are going to be trying to put out heat lamps and things like that. And so, you know, that's where you're going to, because you're sitting still, you're going to want to go all out, I think, you know, put on that puffy coat on top of everything else. And, you know, maybe even some, you know, hand warmers, foot warmers that you can throw into some boots or your gloves to make it more comfortable for you.
Thanks a lot for the call. Diane joins us now in Iron County. Diane, hi.
Yeah, I just retired. I worked in a school classroom for 20-some years with no windows.
Oof.
So I'd get home after a 20-minute drive or 30-minute drive home, and I would get outside. I didn't care if it was 10 or 20 below, and it was always dark, and go through the woods, and it was great. And in the winter, you get to cut across lakes, so you can make circles instead of going in and out one way. And I love being outside when it's in the winter.
Diane, thank you so much for sharing that. Diane especially needed it working in that windowless classroom. Amanda, can you talk about some of the benefits of making sure we get outside?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a definite, you know, direct line to mental health and happiness. You know, if you're immersing yourself in green spaces. And so, again, when we're dealing with less sunlight and, you know, some of us tend to get seasonal affective disorder, getting out there is going to give you a lot of benefits. And, you know, this year, many of us are working remotely, not everyone, of course, but for the people who are, and you might have a little more flexibility in your schedule than you otherwise would. You know, if you can switch your exercise time to lunchtime, for instance, and get out there and get that nice feeling of warmth from the sun and you know, see the green that you're surrounded by, things like that, that's going to, well, not necessarily green in the winter, I guess, but nature, you know, that's going to go a long way, I think, to keep you, you know, feeling even keel and happy throughout the winter.
Thanks a lot for that call. We're talking to Amanda Loudon, freelance health and fitness writer. She wrote a piece in the Washington Post with the headline, How to Embrace Being Outdoors in Winter Rather Than Dreading It. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you tried new ways to get outside during this pandemic? What went well for you? Are you looking forward to getting outside during the winter? Are you worried about it? Do you need some advice or inspiration? And do you have new or old activities that get you outside in all manner of weather? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now with health and fitness writer Amanda Loudon about enjoying the outdoors even as the temperature drops. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's go back to your calls now. Maureen is with us in Iron County. Maureen, hello.
Hi. I wanted to say that I think it's really important that people realize you have to have gear for these wet days like today where it's chilly but it might be wet. You have to be ready for that and have boots for that that'll take care of that wetness, and boots that are for those really cold days, and just be ready to go with your gear. I have a down snow suit that I've had for a lot of years, and it's so comfortable. I love it. And then you can layer underneath it or on top of it. So, and then making sure to keep those boots in good shape by waxing them or putting the conditioner on them and having everything ready to go. So, yeah, when the weather's 30, you can't wear the same gear as when it's 10 below, but you can get out there when it's 10 below as long as you're ready to go.
Maureen, thanks a lot for calling in. You write about that some, Amanda. Make sure our boots are made for sloshing and that they're waterproof. Even, 20-something and wet feet feels pretty darn cold.
Absolutely. That's something you want to avoid. she's right about, having something, if you're going to be out there in wet, snowy, icy conditions, when it's really cold and you're going to be out there for some duration, you definitely want to make sure that you've got something that's going to be a barrier between you and the elements. And again, I'm going to go back to wool, wool socks, work wonders in those situations.
Thanks a lot for that call. Hey, sticking with footwear for a moment, you also write about the importance of traction on icy days. I've got a pretty good method of walking, kind of inspired by penguins, but this year I'm finally taking the plunge to get a little extra something to put traction on my boots. What kind of things do you recommend?
Sure. There are lots of affordable traction devices out there. One of the more popular is the brand Yak Trax. You can find them, practically anywhere. And they're just a simple, rubber shoe-shaped kind of bottom that you just put over your shoe. They've got, either coils or spikes on the bottom. Some people even, old-time runners can tell you about screwing, screws into the bottom of their running shoes. That's, one of the most affordable ways to go about it, a little bit involved, but you could even do that if you have an old pair of running shoes and you feel like sticking those screws in there and using them for traction. But, there are also the off-the-shelf brands that are probably a little bit easier and less labor-intensive.
Let's go back to our callers now. Al is on the line calling from Stevens Point. Al, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What'd you want to tell us about, Al?
Well, years ago, I got into just being outdoors more in the winter from a mental health standpoint than a physical health. I'm not a fan of winter, but I was inspired by some friends to at least get out and keep active, rather than hibernating. And I eventually got into winter camping, which is a really test of the sort of what your spirit is made of, how much you can handle and I think anything outdoors, obviously year round is great, but I think winter in particular, it's just really important to stay active and get that fresh air, even if it's 20 minutes,
Al, thanks a lot for that. First, an inspiring story. He went from where I am to camping outside in the winter, but I also love, he can be hardcore, but he says it doesn't have to be an all night camping trip, Amanda, just 20 minutes can make a difference.
Absolutely. You know, if you want to just, you know, walk out the door again, like I said, at lunch and get a quick little brisk walk around the neighborhood, it'll go a long way.
Thanks a lot for sharing your story, Al, at 800-642-1234. Talking to health and fitness writer Amanda Loudon. She's encouraging us to make time to get outside during the winter, embrace it instead of fearing it. Back to your calls now. Deborah calling now from Madison. Deborah, hi.
Hi. I just want to encourage folks, the first time one gets out on snowshoes or cross-country skis, it might feel awkward. And I know I thought, why am I doing this? I'm just walking on a trail. But boy, once you get the hang of it and glide through powder at midnight in a silent forest, it's stunning. It's really magical. So just stick with it.
Great advice, Deborah. And Amanda, that idea of picking up a new silent sport or outdoor hobby or something like that to really give us something to hang on to and motivate us to get outside.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are so many great options for winter, you know, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing. You know, I think already many retailers are predicting that snowshoes are going to be selling out this year. They're kind of the equivalent to bikes this summer. So if you're thinking along those lines, do that. And yeah, you know, snowshoeing has such an easy learning curve. There's really not much to it. And like she said, you know, stick with it, give it a couple of tries and you'll be good to go. You know, grab your old ice skates out of the attic and go hit the local pond. There are, you know, hiking, any kind of outdoor activity, there are a lot to choose from and a lot that are going to give you that different sense of beauty than what you get in the summertime.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Matt now. Matt's calling from Milwaukee. Matt, hi.
Hey, thanks for taking me. Yeah, I used to work outside at the airport for many years, and there was, you know, storm emergencies or winter advisories that the news would say don't be outside for more than a certain amount of time. But if you dressed appropriately, I used to have battery-heated socks, battery-heated gloves, now battery-heated jackets. All these devices they make nowadays are more affordable, so everybody can actually use them and enjoy them. Also, more importantly, I used to hate winter and the snow, but like everybody else has said, pick a winter sport. You look forward to it. I look forward to being able to go snowboarding, skiing, cross-country skiing. I'm trying to get into snowshoeing this winter if possible. So lots of things to do.
And Matt, you're out there. If you're working on an airport tarmac, it's not just cold and snowy. I imagine you take a lot of wind there, too. You were really exposed to the elements, weren't you?
I blinked one time, and my eyeball froze shut for a few seconds. That was pretty scary, but I went back inside to warm up right away.
That, good plan. I like it, Matt. Thank you so much for calling in. Wow. Yeah, he had experience and came out of it loving winter anyway, Amanda. And sounds like he's also embraced a couple of fun winter sports.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good for him. I think, you know, if he can stay warm out there on a tarmac, I think there's hope for everybody else out there exercising.
Yeah. Let's go to, thanks for that call. We'll go to Meg in Viroqua. Meg, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to mention, if nobody else already mentioned it, that using liners in your gloves and in your socks make a world of difference. You're an extra layer and you have a little bit of air between the sock and the liner, and all of a sudden you can keep toasty. And that's also a good place between the liner and the sock to put your hot packs, your heat packs.
Interesting.
Because I moved up from the South to Wisconsin, and it was a drastic change.
I'm glad you found a way to adapt. Thank you so much. So liners in our gloves and socks. I don't think I've ever used one of those, Amanda. Have you?
You know, here in Maryland, I have to say where I'm located, I don't need that. But yeah, I'm certainly aware of them. And again, it goes back to the whole idea of layering. And like she said, you know, the extra, you know, space in between the layers will create some extra warmth. And then you have the advantage of being able to strip them off if you need to, if you overheat once you're moving.
Thanks for the call, Meg. Time for one more caller. Claudia is with us calling from Madison. Hi, Claudia.
Hello. Well, I moved to Wisconsin in 1976 for grad school up in Stevens Point and took up cross-country skiing that first winter. I'm still skiing, not near as fast as I used to, but I have an inspiration. There was a film called Green Fire, written about Aldo Leopold. Mm-hmm. And in that film, they interviewed one of his daughters, who was still alive at the time. She was in her 80s, and she was on the cross-country ski trail. So that's my inspiration.
Fantastic. I love that, Claudia. Amanda, that idea of finding a role model or inspiration could really help us get out and enjoy the winter, even if we're hibernating types.
Absolutely. And there are plenty out there. You know, I just was interviewing, you know, like a 67-year-old snowshoe racer the other day, and she's still at it, still, you know, moving very quickly out there. And so, yeah, look around and see, you know, I'm sure any locality has got different groups that maybe have gathered, you know, maybe not this year in groups, but that have some of those old timers in there that you can look to for inspiration.
Claudia, thanks for the call. And Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
Amanda Loudon is a health and fitness writer. We talked about a recent piece in the Washington Post on getting outside and enjoying the winter, even as things get colder.